Radio, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the radio show, The Magic Hour. Its ongoing mission, Doug.
To explore new things in the world. No? That's not it?
Oh. No, we botched it. We botched it.
To go where no man has gone before!
That's it. Hit the theme, Doug.
Yeah, that's it.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
3, 2, 1.
Here's Mindbreaker Seth Rogen's laugh.
Welcome to some kid jokes. Jokes by kid.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Chicken.
Chicken who?
Oh, you're supposed to say chicken what?
Please welcome to the Magic Hour, Mr. Carl Stefanovic.
You can call me Carl.
You're nothing like Matt Lowry.
I'm going to get very cranky with you. I've got some very big stories in my time, and you're disrespecting that. You got some epic love.
Would you rather live in a world with no Bill Murray or live in a world with no Jeff Goldblum?
I'd rather die than live in either of those worlds.
Ooh, nice.
I feel like we should be friends.
Well, maybe if you would invite me on Facebook earlier.
It's the Magic Hour.
Magic Hour is it's all over the place. It's a really fun, kind of weird, sometimes conventional, sometimes traditional, sometimes totally bizarre, all over the place.
Oh, all right, enough, you broken record, okay?
Now here's your host, the Cam Chef, Dougie Fresh, and Cole.
You blew it!
That was us. We blew it.
Good evening, everybody. Get excited for the Magic Hour. I'm the Camshaft.
I'm Colleen.
What's up, Colleen?
I'm Doug. I'm here.
Doug Shaft.
I'm here. Yeah, so the plan was to do an awesome Star Trek homage.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Just because, you know, it's Star Trek. I feel like we don't need a reason. It's Star Trek.
Right. I think it was also paying homage to the solar flare.
Yeah, fart.
Yeah.
It's use the correct terminology.
I can't remember exactly what we can get away with on the radio, but
we can get away with that.
Is a lot.
If you did listen to the show last week, by the way, first of all, thank you. Second of all, thank you again. Third of all, we talked about the great solar fart, aka solar flare.
I have my doubts about your the info that you were telling us.
Why? I read it straight from the source. I read it from the Sun's
blog.
Don't
know.
The Sun has an awesome blog, you guys.
You ever been
to it,
though?
What is it called?
Sunblog.tumblr.org.
I'm not that sun.
.su.
It's a good blog. You got to check it out. But we thought, you know, the iPhone update was going to be, you know, gone, or the internet was shut down or something. And what happens? Beautiful Northern Lights.
Was that
really
directly caused by it?
Yeah.
Man, I wish something beautiful came out of my farts.
I know.
I wish we saw something beautiful up in the L.A. area. That's where we live, everybody, is up in L.A. Colleen lives out in San Diego.
Wouldn't it be nice to see something pretty in L.A.?
Yeah, it would be nice.
That'd be a new one.
Yeah, other than looking in the mirror in the morning.
Right.
That would be fantastic. I'm just saying. You know, Doug and I were at the at a local coffee joint today.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Local.
Wait,
you guess which one?
Laguna local?
Sure.
California.
And
California local.
We were somewhere in California today. And something very weird happened that I have to talk about. We, you know, when you go to Starbucks and you're, dang it. When you go to a local coffee joint, a lot of times you bring your computer, you bring your iPad or tablet device to work on something.
Your tablet.
And you need power for that. Like, I have a 4 or 5 year old laptop here that needs power. So we first sat down at a table that didn't have power, and we were kind of eyeing up some others. We found one.
Found one.
Good.
Found two, actually.
Did someone else find it?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
But Doug goes, hey, let's go to that one. I go, yeah, okay. So we start walking over there.
The power's over
there. This guy behind us goes, hey. We turn around. We're just like, yeah.
An older gentleman.
He goes, hey, the music didn't stop.
We're like, correct. Yes.
We're like, what do you? At first, I thought he was commenting how good
chairs?
The music was, because they had good music today.
Yeah, I thought that too. But then he said it again. The music didn't stop.
The music didn't stop.
And I was like, he's not talking about how good it is.
Oh well, you guys are still children. I guess it's your time, isn't it?
No, you're butchering. What? You're butchering what he said.
What did he say?
He said you're not that far from elementary school.
Oh yeah, that's what he said.
I guess so. You were in a Starbucks with a crazy person.
But I guess he was referring to musical chairs.
Yeah,
right.
Which wouldn't make sense.
But like, you
were
think
we
that
walking
somebody
around a circle of chairs? I'm sorry.
No. And you think that they would say, if somebody was going to make this joke, they would do it more lightheartedly?
Yeah.
He was like, hey, you got up when the music didn't stop. Come back here.
Sounds like you ran into homeless Batman.
I did not.
Homeless Batman?
Hey. Hey. The music didn't stop. It's not the, the party game that Gotham wants, but the party game that it deserves.
It was good.
I had another weird experience before we started the show in the bathroom. Not kind of, not that kind of weird experience. But here at the radio station, some of you who are listening right now are kind of familiar with the area and the radio station itself. Maybe you've come by. Maybe you've seen us.
Pearl Street.
On Pearl Street.
Give us a honk.
Honk, yeah.
Honk.
We have keys for the bathroom. Like somebody locked the key in the bathroom. So I went downstairs to use the bathroom now twice. That's a key. Keyless bathroom down there. Mm-hmm. I ran into 10 people, less than 10 people I did not know. All of them said hi to me, hey pal, all this other stuff. Like they knew me and patted me on the back and hit me on the chest like, hey buddy, how's it going?
There's all our patrons of the wine place below
us. So. Maybe they're playing some sort of scavenger hunt game or like
I
a bingo
know.
Thing.
Say
or they're
hi
just
to strangers.
Drunk and happy and wanted to say hi.
I guess so, yeah.
Taking a break from their game of musical chairs.
Right.
Outside, they're having a good time.
That was my response. I didn't hear the music stop.
Get back at that.
What are you doing?
Did you say hi back or pat
no,
any
I
backs?
Did. I did. I, you know.
How many backs did you pat?
Yeah.
About six.
Back pat.
My other theory, though, is that maybe I've been, like, sleep driving down here and hanging out at the wine gallery downstairs.
You might be doing that.
Whoa.
Or
there's
know.
A twin.
Ooh, maybe. Oh, my gosh. You have a doppelganger?
Doppelganger?
Doppelgangers?
I think somebody once told me my doppelganger is a YouTuber.
No, I have
yes,
the ultimate doppelganger, and you know that.
Oh, yeah. We still have to do that at some point.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's that?
Wait,
let's
show
be
you,
vague.
I'll show you. There's this guy who looks just like he has my face.
It's crazy.
He has red hair, but he doesn't have the same type of hair.
Did
we show
you
this?
Me a picture. Have you put you, okay, we need to put this on
the Facebook.
On the Facebook.
On the YouTube.
I got him.
It's identical. Oh, wait, weren't you guys going to like talk to him and do an interview?
I did talk to him, and we had a back and
down.
Forth. No, he's down, but I've become less down. As
Why?
Of my, I don't want to stay on air in the off chance. Yeah, in the off chance that he does. Is he because I am friends with him on Facebook now.
Oh, that's
Someone
true.
Have
that's
a
true.
Crush?
No.
Maybe.
Oh my god. No.
Ooh.
I wonder if he likes the same things I like.
So if you say you don't have a crush on somebody that looks like you, is that like a thing?
That means
I
hate myself.
Yeah, yeah. Just you're ugly.
Yeah, you could just ask me that.
What things would you change about him?
Yeah. I for sure make sure he had funnier co-hosts.
Oh. Turn down.
We can leave.
Yeah, I'll walk out.
Right.
I'll walk out right now.
Yeah, come on, I'm joking.
You want to be the next 2 hours by yourself?
Maybe.
Everybody. Whoa. Oh, by the way, we are going 2 hours tonight. All the way to midnight.
Christ.
All the way to midnight.
Didn't even mention that.
So you can listen to this nonsense for two more hours.
We're rolling
Lull
over.
You to sleep.
Now, if you guys are regular listeners to the show, you may have heard a character call in.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not actually a character, it's a real man.
He's a real guy.
His name is Ron. He's from the hills of eastern Kentucky.
Hills.
And he has not called in for a while.
A while?
And
he's okay.
A few months.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn up about it, though, Colleen.
Right. Wasn't
and
he visiting his girlfriend or someone was visiting
I don't know.
Him last
it's hard to
time
tell
we
what's, what was a joke or not. I don't know.
This is what's called a segue.
a tearful segue.
Anyways, I'm upset about it. We haven't heard from him, and I'm not sure if he's going to come back. I'm not sure. So tonight, I've made a little something. I made a little something for Ron.
A montage.
Ron, this is for you.
It looks like we do have a caller right now. Let's go ahead and bring him on, guys.
I will remember you.
This is Ron from the hills of eastern Kentucky. How you guys doing?
Will you remember me?
All right.
Don't let your life pass you.
I'm live and nationwide out here.
Keep not one memory.
I've been missing y'all. I've been like Jones and I'm addicted.
Thanks. Why, I have a question for you. Why are you still up? It's
yeah.
Like, it's almost 3 a.m. in there.
I don't know. I tell you, the wolves, bears, everything running around the house, keeping me awake. Your mama's so fat, she eats wheat sticks.
What? Oh, instead of wheat thins, I get it.
Yeah.
I got it. That is one crazy guy. That's great. That was a good joke.
I love it.
Wheat fix.
What do you think of Aline?
Oh, she is awesome. She is great. I have a joke for her, as a matter of fact. Get your rocks ready, Colleen, because you're going to start throwing them at me.
Uh-oh. Do you live in a glass house?
Oh, no.
Did that?
All right. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Why can't Helen Keller drive a car?
Oh, no. Well, because she's blind and deaf. Am I to answer... realistically?
Because she's a woman.
I'm a woman too. And I can't drive either.
I'm gonna come out there and visit you guys sometime.
Oh, really?
I'm all the time taking road trips. Yeah, I love out west. I really do. I travel a lot. I go out to Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona.
Love
I've got to do something different though, fellas, because you know every time I go. My girlfriend here, Erlene, you know, she always gets pregnant. You know, we go to New Mexico, come back, Erlene's pregnant. So you know what I'm going to do different when I come out there and visit you guys?
What?
I'm going to bring Erlene with me.
Hey.
Well, thanks for calling in, Ron.
Yeah.
All right. Glad y'all back, Colleen. Doug, and I will see you next Thursday.
Yes, all right.
Bye, Ron.
Weep not for the memory.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love that guy.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5.
Just if you heard that Ron tribute,
yeah.
I just want to point out we haven't heard from him in a while.
We're not assuming anything.
We hope that he's. I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, he's probably off on vacation.
We just miss you. We just miss you.
We just miss his calls. We want to hear his voice.
Yeah, that's just a sweet, happy, go lucky
Kentuckianite. Kentuckianite.
While we're on that subject, though, what if this was a person? What if Ron? I hate to say it. But what if Ron
is a catfish?
Is a catfish. What if he is actually somebody who wanted to try their SNL skills on for try? You know,
yeah,
like
I
they wanted to well, like try their improv skills.
The first few times he called in, I was like, is this someone we know?
Right.
Because it is definitely he's a character.
And what if he created a fake profile on Facebook?
But then whose photos did he use?
I don't know.
Right. And how do you
somebody
fake-
stole my photos for Tinder?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Is it your account? You're just saying that?
Wait, were those? Oh yeah, were those extra accounts that you made, but you accidentally slipped up and
no,
pretending to be a girl?
It's a real thing, and I appreciate you guys, you know, making fun of it.
Well, you just nonchalantly drop it,
right?
Like it's not a big deal.
Just my Tinder.
Yeah.
Hey, Ron, if you are out there, if you are listening, 949-715-5936.
I don't want anybody calling
number.
In pretending to be Ron because that's not funny.
But yeah, call in. That would be funny.
Yeah,
I'd
I mean, like,
fun.
You can call in.
Yeah.
No, you can call.
Just
do your best.
Just don't try and be Ron.
Your best Kentucky impression.
Kentuckian.
My favorite
best
show.
Best Ron impression.
The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is doing a male model search.
Speaking of Tinder, are you going to audition?
Well, here's the thing. I looked into it. This is the second year they've been doing it.
Cool.
Why do you... Okay. Let's go... Let's rewind for a second. Let's just rewind for 5 seconds.
I don't want to be mean or anything, but no offense. You and we're just not model type.
Let me just say something. Starting a sentence with, I don't want to be mean, but is always a great way to say something.
I don't think I worded it like that, did I?
Yeah.
I don't want to be mean, but...
But have you ever looked in a mirror?
I think your dream is dumb.
Yeah, well...
Yikes.
That's never been a dream of mine to model on The Price is Right, more of like announcing or hosting, but...
That's you're in.
It's a valid point,
I don't mean to be
Doug.
Mean, but
I don't
that's
think...
stepping stone.
So anyways, I researched the contest. They did it last year, too.
Of course.
And I wanted to see like what kind of people apply.
This is like a contest? They don't do like a... They don't do just like a casting call. It's a contest.
No, it's a little bit of both. And so I looked at the contestants from last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the finalists all ripped.
That's what I
which
mean.
I assumed, but I would have liked to have think that like average Joes like me or Doug, yeah. No offense, would be able to.
I don't want to be mean, but you're
that's
average.
How you do it.
Right.
But I that would be cooler in my opinion if regular people could
some
model.
Joe Schmo is right. Up there standing next to those yeah. Those mottos being like, yeah, here's the car. I guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Right here.
I don't mean to be mean, but
the wood furniture.
they like open up the walls and it's like a it's a living room set, and he's just like sitting on the couch
eating
chips, his belly's hanging out, all these crushed beer cans strewn about.
Sorry, like, what's up? Sorry, babe, hey, I don't come it with it, but here's my number.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that'd be an interesting.
So
way
I was pretty disappointed.
To take it.
Last year's winner. Already stars on one of the soap operas on CBS. So is it really even a contest?
Insider trading? What is that? NFL, get over there.
Public casting call, my butt.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Is that the life you want to be living, though, Cameron?
A model? People just
model,
want you for your
soap
body?
Star. Yeah.
I'm not saying that's what I want, but it would be an interesting right. Change of pace.
People just want you for your body and your incredible acting skills.
Imagine... Think how much
right.
Money you
rewind, rewind. So first my image,
no.
My acting chops.
I was making a reference to the fact that the people you had just said who were models on the show, were also soap opera stars.
Are they bad actors?
That wasn't towards you. You're a fine person.
You've never.
Yo, imagine how much money you would save though, because you wouldn't have to use a dishwasher or a
that's true.
Or a
for your washboard
wash.
Abs.
Yeah, she knows what I'm talking.
That's true.
But it'd be a washing machine, not a dishwasher. So. Take
you
these plates.
Right.
Like, clean plates and dishes on my washboard.
Shouldn't have had lasagna. my goodness. I think I am going to submit so anyway.
Training starts tomorrow. Can I be your coach?
Right.
Sure, I guess. Nice. Yeah.
I do like yelling.
But we should submit. Me and Doug should both submit for this thing, though, I think. Because
we shoot a calendar.
You do it through with Instagram.
Right.
Yeah.
The hashtag is male model search, and you just hashtag that with a picture.
That's the competition. They look at people's Instagrams.
Yeah, well, I doubt they're actually looking.
You put a picture on there with the hashtag male model.
So then they like go into Instagram and search that hashtag and assume these guys are in it for the CBS contest.
Yes. Yeah, that seems little vague.
I don't know. I think it's legitimate.
I think it's all just a facade.
I think so.
For what?
Too. To make it seem like, oh, hey, The Price is Right is for normal people, but
no,
it's still in LA.
They're doing this competition, but there's that casting call is out there.
Right.
Like, that's where they're getting the real things. Yeah.
Probably.
Do you think the average Joe Schmo has that kind of ripped body?
And it's not like that's...
Bro.
Well...
It's
yeah,
not like
that's
I
true.
Love Price of Right is right. he has a was, great body, so he doesn't need to be literate or speak well.
That was really method, but I got it.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was doing. I'm a great actor.
It's too good.
Right. Yeah.
It's too good.
So that's not happening.
Yeah,
well,
sorry. But
so
do it.
Another dream crushed on the Magic Hour, everybody.
Doing our job. Yes.
949.
Real.
715-KXFM is the number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have something to tell you guys about Finding Nemo, and we have a little tidbit of SNL information for you.
Oh, yeah. It's big. Stay tuned for some more. It's like there's a race. I don't
Let's
know.
Let's go ahead. Terrace Taylor goes for the head of the pet.
Yeah, but we have an hour and a half left of magic. Hour and a half.
Ta-da!
A long time ago, I was in Burma. My friends and I were working for the bandit, the size of a tangerine. So we went looking for the local government. In 6 months, I saw a tangerine, the size of a tangerine. The bandit had been the tangerine. Some men aren't looking for anything logical. Some men just want a tangerine.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5.
I don't know about you guys, but I really want a piece of fruit right now.
A tangerine, perhaps.
Right, something citrusy.
Citrus.
Hey, follow us on Twitter at Magic Hour Radio. We'll be tweeting.
And our individual.
And our individual Twitter, at The Only Camshaft, at Doug Ferrix, at Colleen Stevenson.
Right.
Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio. You know the drill. We have an Instagram, too. You can check us out there. I'll be posting my Price is Right Male model search photo there. That's where I'm
going. We should get a washing machine and tape it to your body. Your wash abs.
You realize it's a washboard that looks
Well, yeah, if you can find me a washboard in this day and age, then we'll do that.
Okay. We'll just have to improvise with the thing. Hey, Colleen, you're a big Finding Nemo fan, right?
I'm a big washboard fan,
yeah,
right?
Big. We have washboard, Pixar, all of it. Childhood, right?
Well, according to an article by the Christian Science Monitor, they're saying a new study shows that the plot of Finding Nemo might have a basis in science.
Wow.
Hmm?
Like there's fish and stuff?
Like there's really fish in the ocean?
Upon young, this is what the article says. Upon young Nemo's capture by an Australian scuba diver at the start of the film,
yeah.
His father Marlin embarks on a days-long search.
Is it only
befriending
a day?
Sharks?
No, it's not. They sleep.
That's what it says.
It
days long.
No, it's
befriending
a day.
Sharks and escaping the belly of a whale along the way,
and other things.
Right.
So, anyways, what they're saying is, it's possible for a clownfish to make this journey.
Oh,
wow!
In one day.
So, but here's the thing: it's not possible for a clownfish to befriend a shark.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
That we know.
Fish are friends, though, in their mind. Sometimes.
Right. These must be the people running the Price is Right contest. Yeah, that's my theory.
I don't think little Nemo would have survived either with that damaged fin. I think that's not realistic.
No.
Yeah.
You know what bothers me about this?
It would be
people are spending time on this.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
People are spending time to think of things like this and write these things down.
Yeah.
And,
well, I mean, there's a lot of
BuzzFeed.
People are also spending time trying to further their modeling careers. So,
or like
it's just like how you choose.
Yeah. Or like watch cars go around.
Colleen, if I didn't know better, I'd think that was aimed at me.
Oh, no. That's a general. That
that's
was just the first profession that came to my mind.
Yeah.
First hobby.
Yeah.
Hobby.
So, I mean, like, what's the point? I mean, did they come to another conclusion?
No, that was it. That was it. That's the whole article.
Oh, that one's not fun at all. Like, the other Pixar ones are like, Boo's the Witch and I don't know.
You mean like the theories?
Like the big Pixar theory.
Yeah. Right? That's not
and
everything
that,
like, is connected.
Toy Story
and stuff like
is
that.
Actually The Walking Dead, or Walking Dead is based off Toy Story.
Breaking
which
Bad.
Which it totally is.
Based on
is it?
The Incredibles.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Breaking Bad based on The Incredibles. Wow.
Is it?
No.
Oh. I love that movie, Incredibles. It's been a while since it's
such
a
good one.
Hey,
where is
also,
my super suit?
Right.
I like the little lady in it too. What's her name? Edna?
Edna. Yeah. Edna.
How many times have you seen that one?
Super fan over there.
That was my favorite.
Super fan.
Did you know Miss Incredible was actually the inspiration for...
Stretch Armstrong?
No, for Baby Got Back.
Really?
The song?
No.
There's no way that adds up. Those timelines are
way
different.
If the timeline was right, and if Sir Mix-a-Lot, was definitely around during the time of The Incredibles, he would have seen her butt.
And been like, that baby got back.
Would have been Baby Got Back.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting alternate universe. Over there.
Pixar for you guys.
The one that Colleen lives in.
Right.
It was announced this week, today actually, Daryl Hammond of SNL fame will in fact be replacing longtime announcer on the show, Don Pardo.
Oh, that's exciting.
Because Don Pardo passed away recently.
That part's
very sad.
Not,
I think at the age of 95 or 96.
Wow.
He was
Here's
older.
A fun fact. The only second man, I think one of two men, to have lifetime contracts with NBC.
Really? Wow.
The other one being Bob Hope.
The airport?
Really? The airport? Do they fly through there a lot?
The man.
I don't know.
Isn't that
crazy? That's crazy.
Though?
So he was working up into his 90s.
Yeah.
Up until his death.
95, 96. Wow. Long time.
Wow.
Long time. Iconic voice, made the show.
Yeah.
And we meant to do this last week, but kind of forgot about it. And even though they have already announced who is taking over for this job, we are going to audition.
To show our
assuming
chops.
That Daryl Hammond does not do well.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easily could happen.
We're going to give this a shot.
Absolutely.
So I want Colleen to start us off. Colleen, whenever you hear the music,
okay.
Take it away.
It's Saturday Night Live! Featuring Lamar Odin! Joe Biden! Jennifer Love Hewitt! Neil Diamond! Musical guest, John Malkovich! Here's your host, Wolfgang Puck!
Alright.
Thank
All
you.
Alright.
That was not
Thank
bad.
Thank you.
I dig it.
Okay.
I feel bad because I did not actually prepare a list of names. Did you prepare a list of names?
I just went through random celebrity name maker.
Like in your...
On the internet. There's a thing that will... You pick however many celebrities... The number
Are you
of celebrities
serious?
You want to have randomly refreshed.
That is yeah. so... Nuh-uh.
Yeah. Okay. Juliana Ho came through a lot.
Huff?
It was Huff.
All right, let's hear yours.
I thought it was All right, Ho.
I'll quickly hear, go. I'm not going to probably go as long because I don't think mine is good.
It's Saturday Night Live with Doug Farrix.
You sound like you're dying.
Hey, I didn't interrupt yours. Wait. Bob Saget. Bill Hader. Kristen Wiig. Musical guest, The Wiggles. And your host, Baby Bob.
All right, that's it. That's me. All
right, that was a weird ending.
All right, Baby Bop. You guys remember Baby Good. Bop from
I don't.
Yeah, Barney? From Barney.
Thank you.
I don't.
Doug, are you up for host. The challenge, my friend?
I am.
Here we go.
I am.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night. Starring Dan Aykroyd. John Belushi. Chevy Chase. George Coe.
Julianne Ho.
I didn't interrupt yours. Garrett Morris. Lorraine Newman. Michael O'Donohue. And Gilner Radner. Tonight's musical guest is Abraham Lincoln.
I was waiting for at the end of Doug's to be like, please report to counter one. You need to check your luggage.
What do you guys think?
Bonus
the
point.
Job?
Hold on. Bonus point for if you guys can guess what year that is from.
That's from.
Oh, second. You actually.
Yeah, I did a real one.
79.
I don't know.
That's not correct.
No. I don't know. Is that the second year? Third year?
Season one. 75 to 76.
Wait, there are only seven of them. How many did you list?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, it was two of them dropped out in October.
Okay. Well, that's why I was confused. So. Otherwise, I would have known that.
Yeah, definitely. I believe you. What? Needless to say, I think I have a chance.
I think you
so
do.
Too.
Yeah, I think you're the one.
You had something fresh, too.
Thank you.
I had somebody tweet us right now during our SNL things. Charles Landreth. First, he says to Colleen, Wolfgang Puck, nice musical or nice host.
Thank
nice.
You.
He said
right?
me, Baby Bop, nice pull.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. He didn't say anything to Doug.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Do you think I'm funny? I don't.
Abraham Lincoln, that was a good choice.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It was no Wolfgang Puck, that's no. for sure.
That
no,
is true. That is true.
Yeah.
It's well, okay. That's
you
my
know
favorite
what?
Voice to do.
Bill Hader!
We should try The Price is Right at some point, because I think I got you guys on that one.
Right.
And also The Model Search. So
it is. The Price is Right.
That. It's The Price is Right.
I don't even remember how that goes.
Think about that, though. Game show announcers from like the 70s and 80s, way more energetic than they are now.
Right.
You think so?
And with crazier voices. Like it used to be, now it's like, hey, everybody. Like, hey, it's the show. Ha ha ha. Used to be like, oh, it's, I don't get it. You know?
Family feud.
It's yeah. Yeah.
Everyone was Oprah. 70s yeah. game shows were
Really,
Oprah.
Though. Yeah.
It is Family Feud!
That's good. You got a career in that.
Thank you.
Check
and being a 1970s/Oprah impersonator.
Yeah, you might want to hold on to that one.
Right.
You might want to hold on to that
Don't
one.
Forget that dream.
It's Saturday Night Live!
Perfect. That's
musical guest.
Voice of the...
is the young rising sun.
Oh my God.
Playing high.
Get her off. Turn off her mic.
93.5.
949-715. KXFM is the number. One-liners coming up after this.
Subscribe to the Magic Hour podcast.
I have an emergency prepared kit in my car that my Don has made for me.
Who's Don?
Dodd, my dad.
My Don.
There seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Now back to the Magic Hour.
Finally.
That is correct. Laguna's Only FM are right here. KX93.5, First Street and South Coast Highway. If you're driving by, give us a honk. We live off honks. Believe it or not.
Somebody's honked.
It's an in-studio honk.
So. In-studio honk. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fun show tonight, you guys. I'm enjoying myself. Digging that.
You're out of control, right. Man. You're out of control.
How are we allowed to do this on the radio? Sometimes I think about that.
I don't know if we are.
Solar farts last week, this week. SNL auditions. Tributes to Ron from Kentucky.
That was a great tribute, by the way.
Who knows what's next? Yeah.
Tears.
Anytime you put something to that song, whew.
Yeah.
I tried doing the one that she does with the animals, the Eyes of an Angel. What is it? Arms of an Angel. Eyes of an Angel.
Eyes.
That was much harder, though. Oh, yeah. Keep it going.
Wait, are you playing that on your phone?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn that off. Hang on. All right, here we go.
Wait, just play it twice as fast.
Here we go.
That you've been a conch on the wreckage of
the that was good.
In the arms of the angel.
Yeah, it's good.
Maybe you
She's
should try
really
out
good.
For the male model
She's
search.
Really-
You got chops,
right.
Kid.
Thank you. Because the singing is a direct correlation to the modeling, right?
Have you seen the show?
Right, right.
So many musical segments.
Have you seen my
a
washboard
new
apps?
Car. Right.
She doesn't have a dishwasher.
Palinko.
Yeah.
Just bet one less cent.
What's up, Doug?
So you guys hear about that sweatshirt, infamous sweatshirt that Urban Outfitters was trying to sell for $125?
Yeah. Remind me, though.
I think that's an outrage by itself. They were selling a sweater for $125.
Right. No. As if the content wasn't what it was. Selling a $125 sweatshirt is disgusting. This was the tipper.
This was next level. So what they were doing, apparently they have this program where they find vintage sweaters, they wash them, maybe, and then sell them online for large amounts of money. But this particular sweatshirt was a Kent State University sweatshirt, which had all these red stains all over it that looked a lot like blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. So, first of all... No. but second, so this was originally a Kent State sweatshirt, or they just, I feel like they just made the print.
Well, what they say, apparently, I don't know how true it is, but apparently they find these gems and then sell it.
God, that's so disgusting.
And then, so what they say, what their excuse was that it was just like the way the dye had faded on the sweatshirt made it look like, blood splatter.
I'm sure Urban Outfitter, because you've never done anything wrong before.
Exactly.
Everything's super PC with you.
So they took it down, surprisingly.
But do you know how, you know what they put up there when they said they took it down? They put up sold out.
Did they?
That's what they put on their website.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Do you think kids understand, like if you're a teenager, you understand what that was?
No.
Right. I think that's disgusting.
Yeah, it is. It is disgusting.
The type of people who must work at Urban Outfitters to be like, let's do this, and no one says anything wrong with
that.
Yeah,
you know, that's the craziest part is that somebody suggested this idea and multiple people said it was okay.
Yeah, right. It's not like one person's call. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone had to design it and like
allegedly
pick where the splatter will be.
Design.
Right. And then someone had to decide how much that sweatshirt was worth.
So you're not buying their, you don't think they actually find these?
No. Because what are some other things that Urban Outfitters has done in the past? They've done a lot of stuff that's just like really distasteful, like prints and things like that.
I don't know. How about this? How about when I walk in the store, they look at me the wrong way? Like I don't belong.
You're so, yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
Get out of here with your fake vintage record players and your video game consoles from 1985.
With those assumed washboard abs.
You don't belong.
You never
Urban
belong.
Outfitters.
Oh, yeah. Urban Outfitters has had shirts in the past. There's one, it's like a gray V-neck, and it says, eat less on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you
like
serious?
That are just like, yeah. I think it's things like that that are just...
Oh,
wow.
This right, is, I think there's a plethora of them.
Well, I think the worst part of this is like nothing is going to happen from this. Like,
no, people are going to continue shopping there, and you know, whatever. But
and then they'll do this once in a while, and they'll be like, "Oops, sorry, our bad."
And you know what?
But check out our new line of.
They're going to pretend like they didn't hear this on the radio tonight. We know they did,
right?
So don't turn your back on us when we're talking to you.
We know you listen.
Yeah,
I need some cheering up, Colleen. Please. For the love of God, play some one-liners with us.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's start off right. Okay. Yep. What happens to a frog's car when it breaks down?
It doesn't rib it anymore.
It gets towed away.
There we go.
What's Mozart doing right now?
He's lying in a grave.
Yeah.
Decomposing.
There we go. Still composing.
Yeah. What did Obi-Wan say to Luke at the breakfast table?
Use the force to hand me those bacon.
Close. Use the fork, Luke. Use the fork, Luke, is what that was supposed to say. Okay. Oh, hey, guys. Did you hear about the kidnapping at school?
No.
It's okay. He woke up.
There we go. There's some wordplay.
So what if I can't spell Armageddon? It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Right. Say that again one more time. Okay.
No, I got it.
Do you really want me to say it again?
No.
Oh, I get it. No, I get it.
It's right, not the end.
That's a good one.
Right. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. I ate too much Middle Eastern food. Now I falafel. Okay.
That's it. Did you write that one?
No.
Is that from personal experience?
Yeah. Oh, falafel. Okay. What's a Frenchman's favorite video game?
It's something about giving up. No.
No.
That's the big French joke. They always surrender and stuff.
No. It's oui. Okay, final one. All right.
Better be the best.
This is a gender one. All right.
Ooh, yikes.
What's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
Carrot.
The coal.
Snowballs.
There you go. Everybody loves snowballs.
That's it.
We're talking to you, America.
Right. Who doesn't love?
Those are good.
Some nice
snowballs. Have you guys ever had, I think it's Hostess or something, makes these things that are called snowballs?
Right.
Yeah, the coconut.
There's coconuts.
Ew. It's just, I hate them. Disgusting.
Do they not? I assume they don't make them anymore, right?
No, they do.
What? I thought Hostess made Twinkie.
They do.
Yeah.
So only
and they still do.
Only the Twinkie section went out of business?
Well, no. Hostess went out of business, right?
Pabst bought Twinkies.
Pabst Blue Twinkies. Yeah, we know.
Pabst Blue Twinkies.
That's
my favorite shooter.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Whatever.
Is that a one-liner still? Or?
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, hold on.
If we were in a bar, that would have killed.
There we go. Let's keep it going.
Oh, Pabst Blue Twinkies. That's my favorite shooter. I don't know.
949-715-KXFM is the number. You know, Colleen,
yeah.
Do you have any parting words for us tonight? Because you're actually going to leave us right now, aren't you?
Right.
She'll leave when she wants to, man. Don't tell her what to do.
Actually,
I got you.
I do have parting words.
What are they?
I just want you guys to know I will remember you. Shippity-dim-dim. Will you remember me?
Now play it backwards.
So how long are we playing this one out?
Remember me. It's a shippity-dim-dim. I will remember you.
Great.
Cut her off!
It was good having you tonight, like always.
Thank you.
Sad that you won't be here for the next hour.
Right.
But everyone listening hopefully will be.
Yeah, so I'll here's be what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're going to quiz you next week.
Yeah.
I'll call in.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5. Laguna's only FM.
You know, it's been a while, Doug, since you and I just rocked the studio by ourselves.
Yeah, we had a good role of...
If, let's go ahead and characterize and look for the bet to have the pet.
Exactly. We had a good role of having a guest on if one of us was...
Yeah, yeah.
Missing.
Do you know, that brings me to my next point, by the way. I think this week, this is probably a conversation we should have off air, but you know, I don't really care. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, so my rash anyways is really out of control. I don't know what to do.
We should really get a hold of Carl's people this week.
Oh my God, I know. We missed his birthday.
I know.
I feel horrible.
I really feel bad about that. But he's not going to miss our birthday.
Okay.
He's not going to miss our 2-year anniversary.
Yeah. I thought you meant our actual birthdays. I was like, no,
that's come and gone,
he
Cameron.
He missed them.
I don't know if you know your actual birthday, Cameron, but
yeah.
You know what I'm kind of curious about, though? This is a side note from what I was just saying. Yeah, we'll get a hold of Carl. Stefanovic hosts
the
show in Australia. No, it's
happening. Because our 2-year anniversary is October. We're calling him.
But I was thinking about this. I always wonder, because we've been on the show here at KX93.5 for, like we said, almost 2 years now. I always wonder how old people think we are.
Oh, yeah?
Listening, driving by.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a voice thing. I don't know. We were at that restaurant recently, and I asked the waitress how old she thought I was. And she said 19.
19.
Like, what?
Now, if you're listening right now, that's a clue. Doug is not 19. And he's not younger than 19.
Hard to believe.
Because he wouldn't be offended if people thought he was older.
Yeah.
I'm not 19.
Like, I'm 16, man. Don't you see? Come on. I'm not a geezer.
Oh, my gosh. I was driving around
It's good.
Today.
Yeah, if anyone out there who's hooked into social media, go ahead. Give us a guess.
Yeah, at Magic Hour Radio, at The Only Camshaft, at Doug Ferrix.
No one tweets at me. You can't spell that. That's how about this? Tweet a better handle for
Doug to at Magic Hour Radio.
I've been thinking about a new one for years.
Yeah. Before Twitter even existed.
But I know that this is dumb that I thought about this. If I do change mine, away from my actual name, I need to immediately make an account for my actual name, just to reserve that handle, because that's an important thing to have. That's good real estate.
Do you want me to do that for you right when you? I'm willing to do that simultaneously.
No,
while you sign
I
up
think
for
a
new one.
A window or of a minute or something is fine.
I don't know, man. That's pretty.
Someone's been waiting for it to get free for years.
I wonder if sometimes I should change mine to Cameron Wolfschlager, my full name. But it won't fit.
Oh, it's too long.
It won't fit. Yeah, I can only get through Cameron.
15. That's 15 characters.
Is that really a 15?
Yeah, because I had a great one.
Oh, my God.
I had one to end the world.
So at some point, won't they run out of possible...
Yeah, come on. I've looked at so many that are like, it's taken, but like they don't use it. Like it's been out of use for like 5 years
right.
or something. At some time, they're going to have to get rid of those.
The Magic Hour is one of them.
Oh, really?
The Magic Hour, which is why everything we have is Magic Hour Radio.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Compromise.
What the hell?
Compromise left and right.
Anyways, 949-715-KXFM is the number. I was driving around today, and I noticed, and this is crazy. Okay, two things. Number one, this part isn't so crazy, but I noticed pumpkins are popping up everywhere. Pumpkins, fall decor, that's fine. Pumpkins, we're about a month and a half away from Halloween. Do you think that's ridiculous or do you think that's okay?
Well, pumpkins also come with fall. Like, it's a fall thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I'm with you.
That's too early.
Let's keep it to October.
Even more than that, and this is crazy, I heard somebody talk to me at work that said they went to Costco and they have Christmas trees up.
That's a big thing. You got to
Christmas tree September.
Well, they got they're fake. So I mean,
but yeah, they're gonna die. You animal.
Yeah. Are you insane?
But really though,
you realize like, what you've done?
The come on.
Yeah.
I mean, does it really make the holidays that important or that special anymore if you celebrate them in September?
Hold on, not celebrating, preparing to celebrate.
I find
I'm
myself,
making my list. I'm checking it twice, once.
We'll find out who's naughty. Yeah. I don't think there's any nice people. I just but
so you took that as I'm actually like pretending to be Santa?
Yeah.
I took that as like I'm making my Christmas list.
Oh, okay.
Weird way to take it.
I do find that I always enjoy, or not, this isn't on purpose, but I always feel the anticipation going up to the holiday first. And then when it's there, it's kind of like, okay, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is. Maybe this is part of it.
Disappointing.
there's Halloween greeting cards now, too.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah. I
send somebody a Halloween card. That's stupid.
Me and my roommate, every month we put our rent check in a card, and so
oh, do you really?
I definitely noticed the Halloween
that's
ones are
out. That's
a
really good idea.
Yeah.
Does that win you any points?
I don't know.
Did you do that because things aren't going so well, or do you start
no
with that?
Comment? I guess you never know if someone.
In case she's listening. Yeah.
Carl, if you are listening, we're sorry that we.
Yeah, Carl Stefanovic. No, I'm actually excited to interview him again. Because that was a great first interview.
Yeah, the only thing is, we can ask him maybe how his trip was. How, again, we're talking about Carl Stefanovic to Today Show hosts in Australia. He's been on our show
mascot
before.
Almost.
And I'm just curious if we'll have anything to talk to him about. What? You know what I mean?
What are you talking about? You think we covered everything the first time we interviewed him?
Well, we kind of went over the normal.
It's
you know,
so
when you interview a celebrity, you ask where they started, where
next
they came
level.
From. We learned that stuff about him.
Yeah, but I mean, he just recently had a birthday. He was in New York. He was in New York. I'm sure we
he bought a house. Hi, baby.
We, you know what we should ask him is if he's going to do a late night talk show because there's rumors.
Yes.
There are rumors.
Yes. Oh my God. If he got a late night talk show, we're going to Australia.
I've said that.
I don't
know if I told you.
I'm
but the
serious,
other day,
though. This isn't a shtick for the radio.
No.
This is real life.
I know. No, I'm serious too, and I'm serious when I say this. The other day, I wake up at like 4 a.m. Right?
Is that
and
when you
for
wake
some
up?
Reason, no, oh. I just woke up. Okay. I mean, there's probably an earthquake or something. I wake up and for some reason I'm already thinking about Carl Stefanovic.
Okay, like I don't know why.
Day and night.
I don't know why
in my mind.
But I immediately remember that they were talking about maybe doing this late night show with him, and I thought to myself, why wait? Let's go to Australia now.
Before the show?
I literally wake up, I start thinking about this stuff, and I go, you know what? Screw it. I'm moving to Australia. Who's going to stop me? I'm going.
Yeah.
And I went back to sleep, and I woke up like 3 hours later, and I remembered kind of that I had this wake-up thought, and I was like, I'm not going to move to Australia.
That was a call, dude. That was a spiritual
right?
call.
That's what I'm saying.
Carl probably came and whispered in your ear in the night.
Which I would be okay with.
The spirit of him, of course. No, yeah, that would be crazy, though. I mean, that would probably be pretty dumb to move there now. Because
yeah.
we'd get there and he wouldn't have a show. And we would be, actually, it wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah.
Stuck in Australia.
The more we talk about how possibly not a good decision it is, the more I actually do want to do it.
Yeah, but the ozone is wrecked there. So that's
is
not.
Is it?
Yeah.
But where is it not wrecked?
No, it's getting, no. I learned this from my cousin who spent a lot of time in Australia. Like in the summer, like here you teach kids like, oh, you have to put sunscreen on. Like that's
right.
But you can wear shorts and stuff. There, the education is when it's summer, you wear long sleeves, wear long pants.
What?
Because the ozone layer is gone. So like the
oh,
UV.
Oh, so they'll get like instantly burnt?
It's so more intense.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to move there.
And
Carl, can you come to us, please?
I have so many reasons not to go there. The animals are insane. Like the spiders,
yeah,
the size of faces,
before.
Human faces.
Yeah.
And lizards.
Spiders with the faces of spiders?
Yeah. Like 90% of the venomous snakes in the world are there. So that's like.
But if it's like 90% of.
You but you know what
outweighs
all of that?
What?
Mr. Carl Stefanovic.
That's right. Carl, you will forever be my top priority in life.
Perfect segue into our Carl segment that we're not doing tonight.
I know. I don't care. I want the listeners to know right now on the Magic Hour, KX 93.5, that we
love Carl Stefanovic, the Today Show host in Australia.
This is going
I'm
way too long.
I'm professing my love.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
Warner Brothers is in the news recently. Warner Brothers, the music section of that giant conglomerate.
Tell me about it.
They sued this bar for playing an 80-year-old song without paying the royalty. So apparently this is still a thing where the music collector people, BMI, ASCAP, or whoever those are, there's more than just two, right?
Yeah, there's more.
And yeah, they send around people who go to bars and stuff and who make sure that people are paying the royalties for the songs that get played inside their establishment. So this bar, Giacomo Jack's, New York, became a target from them.
So they just go into these places and they... Okay, here's the thing.
So this is what it was.
If it's... Okay, go ahead.
They played two songs without permission in February. They didn't get the rights for them. And so logically, those two songs being played in February, probably not that much, adds up to $60,000 in damages that Warner Brothers is claiming.
You've got to be kidding me.
The song is more than 80 years old. I Only Have Eyes for You. Not the famous Flamingo version, but like the original version from 1934. From the movie Dames.
Don't you have anything better to do, Warner Brothers music?
They claim in the lawsuit they have been severely harmed by the public performance.
Oh my gosh.
So $30,000 per song. Isn't that insane? They say the wrongful acts of the defendants are causing great injury to Warner Brothers. They play two songs.
Do you not have anything better to do?
Come on.
Going around to bars, going around to innocent people who are using music that nobody has cared about for 55 years.
Technically, they do have the copyright until a song is 95 years old.
Yeah, okay. That people listen to when it was popular that are dead. I mean... What is wrong with you?
And then, don't even think about, like, sure, let's go after this bar who played these two songs once, and not, if you were going to split hairs about it, all of this music on YouTube that's being used without permission.
And I'm sorry, Warner Brothers. By the way, the views and opinions expressed by the Magic Hour are not reflective of those cakes. Neither have its manager. But $60,000 is nothing to you. For a song.
I find it hard. I want to see their flow chart of exactly how that cost them $30,000 for one song. There's no way. Say they bought the track five times. Would that be $5?
Yeah.
What's going on?
And what, you can't... I'm sorry that you guys are going to have to skip, you know, the staff lunch this Wednesday. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
And, you know.
It's stupid. That's it. And, you know, with all the stuff with people attacking podcasters for stealing... You're like, come on. Find something better to do with life. Listen to Carl Stefanovic. Watch him on the Today Show. Listen to the Magic Hour at KX95. And we'll take a break. 949-715-KXFM is the number. The Magic Hour.
Here's a little something to help you pass the time.
The Magic Hour with the Camshaft, Dougie Fresh, and Cole.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Subscribe to Magic Hour Podcast, MagicHourRadio.com, iTunes, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, KX935.com.
The works.
/podcast. The works. YouTube/Magic Hour Radio.
Yeah.
Really pulling for straws here.
Really, we're a little bit spotty on YouTube, but once in a while.
Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, it's all there, baby.
Colleen isn't here for the rest of the show.
No, but she's here in spirit, I think.
She is.
Hey.
That's, okay.
That was her.
All right. Getting weird.
Are you a binge? Are you a binge eater, Doug? No. Are you a binge watcher of TV?
It happens. It happens once in a while.
Yeah. What's the latest show that you binge watched?
That show I binge watched was Generation Kill, which came out in 2008 or 2007. It was on HBO. My roommate recommended it, and it was pretty good.
Thanks, roommate.
It's only about it's like 7 episodes long. Like, it was a mini series. I watched it in like a day and a half.
Wow. I think the show that I probably have watched
Like binge watch them?
A to B, strictly binge watching. The fastest was Battlestar Galactica.
Or how long? How many seasons? Give us the details. How many seasons?
I believe it's 5 seasons. Now,
like 20 episodes.
Don't get angry, people, Battlestar fans, if you're listening. Let me see how many episodes there are. But they're hour long and they were all on Netflix.
Yeah.
And so it's just a crazy, crazy amount of television. And I watched it because it was during a summer month where I was not working that much, 75 episodes.
75.
I watched it in about a week.
Impressive. That's about, what, 10 to 12 a day? 10 to 12 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. There was a week where I strictly was just digging into Battlestar Galactica.
That's insane.
It's nowadays, it's pretty much how people watch their TV.
Yeah, and that's true. And like Netflix and other online content providers, when they do original content, they release a season all at once.
Yeah.
Because they know that's how like people like to watch stuff now.
Entertainment Weekly, and I'm going to read you 6 things that come from binge-watching TV. That's what I'm going to read you. But okay. Entertainment Weekly made a little PSA with celebrities. I have a quick clip from it.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. Here we go.
There's an epidemic sweeping our country that we need to talk about.
It's not good for you. It's not good for America.
On the danger scale, it's somewhere between gang violence and a curable STD. Probably closer to a curable STD.
Hi, I'm Cameron Manheim. This epidemic we speak of is binge-watching.
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 And it's everywhere you look.
Anyway, so
Hulu. So this is a Amazon. Joke.
They do it for like 4 minutes, but
wait, who made that?
There's a bunch of celebrities in this. That was a fake name that somebody did. That was
no, but
a
who?
Billy actor. Entertainment Weekly. Entertainment Weekly.
Just for a joke.
Yeah, just for a joke.
A gag.
Yeah, just for a gag. And real quick, before I go into this list, I have to play. It's a 4-second clip, but I have to play the best part about it because the voice. And I want to see if you can recognize who the voice is. Okay.
Don't watch more than 13 episodes in a row
because that's all we have.
Because that's all we have.
That was the girl was the same person as that?
Huh?
That was the same
those
person?
Those were two different people. Those are two so different people. So who is the second voice in this?
Don't watch more than 13 episodes in a row.
Because that's all we have.
I don't know.
That is Red from Orange is the New Black.
Oh, okay.
Such a great voice, though, right?
Sorry. Yeah, that's true.
I just had to go on a sidebar there. Anyway, so here
more
are
like a smoker.
That's all we have.
Because that's all we have.
That's all we have. So here are the 6 effects,
okay.
According to...
All right, let's see if any of them have Michael. Affect me.
Here we go. Number 1, it doubles the risk of premature death.
I'm still here.
The American Heart Association warned that couch potatoes...
Doubles? Oh, hold on. Just because sitting
down... American Heart Association warned couch potatoes that watching more than 3 hours of television a day may double the risk of premature death from any cause.
You had 7 days of 10 hours or more.
Possibly something bad is going to happen to me.
Oh, my God.
Not a good situation.
You got to be super healthy, man. Stand up. What are you doing?
Oh, Number 2, it increases our risk of cancer.
Dude, honestly, there's just going to be a point where we hit all of our generation hits a certain age.
Cell phones,
and suddenly
the iPads.
We all have cancer.
Yeah.
It'll be everywhere.
Apparently, it increases the rate of colon cancer by 8%.
Because you're sitting down? Is that
yeah.
Right? Really?
Endometrical cancer by 10% and lung cancer by 6%.
Lung cancer?
Yeah.
And just must be because you're not.
Probably because you're sitting there going,
breathing through your mouth.
Number 3, it yields brain activity and behavioral similarities to other forms of addiction, which makes sense. So basically, it kind of mirrors
that
of
be
drug addiction, things
though.
Like that.
Give us a list of all the other things that mirror, like eating.
Number 4, it lowers your alertness even after the TV set is no longer on. I believe that.
Makes you numb to reality.
So you may not think that that's a possible cause of death, but if you're not alert, you can't see that car that's about to hit you as you're crossing the road.
As you're sitting in your living room.
That's because you watch House of Cards, son.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could do 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
If you did 3 hours, you would... something like Battlestar Galactica, that would have taken you a while. But
Number 5, heavy TV watchers report more anxiety and less happiness. That's a sad fact.
That's like a weird situation, like chicken and the egg. It's like, are they binge watching because they're sad and depressed? Or are they sad and depressed because they've binge watching?
Right, that is true.
Who knows the correlation there?
Number 6, and this is kind of the point, it ruins our shows.
What?
It ruins our social. So they've done studies, and they say basically that people don't enjoy.
That's a subjective term.
I know.
It ruins the show.
they say, well, what they mean is people who watch them back to back to back aren't as pleased with the episodes as they do the same thing but with people once a week.
You know who funded this survey?
Who?
The cable providers.
No, it's a lot better when you
probably true
when you watch it every week.
Like, I did not even.
It's
think
definitely
about
better.
That.
It's better if you you know watch it live.
I think the scariest thing about this conversation though is the fact that I we're talking about this and I think to myself, man,
I wish I was
maybe
watching.
Maybe I should rewatch Battlestar Galactica.
Like, ooh, man, when should I watch my next show? When do I have like a week that I'm not doing anything?
That's terrible though. I don't know.
Just like. Slow down, like.
Yeah, I know. Just slow down. You know.
They said you could do 3 hours a day. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Wait, okay, hold on. Check this out.
You know that you've done this. You know that you have.
Yeah,
done this.
But the things they're saying, apart from like quality of show and everything, that could probably be applied to like sitting in front of a computer, and imagine how much you do that.
That is true.
I've probably sat in front of
a watching a film.
That's not for like 10 hours though.
Three. Some of them are three.
That's true. Three.
Watch
and a half.
An Avatar.
Yeah.
Watch a Titanic. You know what, James Cameron? Stop attacking people.
You're killing me, Cameron.
I'm right here.
James Cameron.
949-715-KXFM is the number of the Magic Hour, KX93.5. Another article came out. Mike.com is the website saying...
Wait, what is...
Basically...
What is Mike.com?
It's a... They're
a survey website?
No, but they have a lot of survey type things.
Like some dude named Mike? Mike the Survey Man. I have this vision, this empire. Name it after myself.
I call it Doug.com.
And it's going to be your go-to place for surveys. Surveys and polls. That's my business.
What do you want to be when you grow up? I'd love to be an all-star athlete. How about you?
I like to have my own website.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like to just provide everybody with the survey of their choice.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's somebody's dream. I guess we don't. We should.
You know, oh my God! You know what I thought about today? Not this is a side topic
what?
To the survey.
No, go ahead.
I looked up a lyric, right? As some people would do.
Song
has
lyric?
Been. That's probably one of the first things you did. Use it on the internet was just like look up song lyrics.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's always like the same few. Like you know the ones. Like I think I went to AZ Lyrics, and like I've been going there for years, and other ones, and like who runs this website?
Yeah.
How much do they care about it?
Right.
Is it all automated or are they like really like, is that their livelihood?
Right.
A lyric website?
I think about this stuff all the time.
It's hunting down, dude. That's interesting.
It's scary to me that you're saying this because I had the same thought today. I saw, I actually downloaded something from a website, Television Tunes. It is a website where they have theme songs for every single show that's ever been on television.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, the design's not that great. So this is obviously just some like... You know, startup that some guy did, and he's probably not making any money, and probably violating thousands of copyright laws.
Warner Brothers.
But how crazy is that? Like, people have this specific interest where they say, I need to. There's a guy who has a website where he does videos about how he organizes his planner every morning.
Yeah, at least those are like really specific. And I could see those just being pet projects or something that you want to put up. But this lyric site is just like every song ever.
That's insane.
How do they get that information?
Was it even built by a human?
Dude, I think we should try to find out who owns that site.
Should we call him up right now?
No. Live? That would be a horrible idea. First off, it's 11:30.
Excuse
could be
me.
Anywhere in the world.
Sorry to wake you up, but you're currently on the radio.
Yeah. Live on the radio. No cursing, please. You own AZ Lyrics, correct?
Real quick, let me get this out. Not going to talk about it long, but there was a study that showed how old is too old to date young. So basically, at what age is it okay to date somebody that's this much younger than you?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
So I want to ask you, if you're 30 years old, according to this study that you know nothing about, if you're 30 years old, what is the absolute youngest you should date?
23?
Oh, so close.
What, 22?
According to website's 22.
Okay.
And 40-year-olds should never go below 27. But they have this whole chart. It's so weird.
I think I saw this. Yeah.
It's like, what do they base this on?
I don't know. Yeah,
they
what
interview
is
people and say, hey, so if a 30-year-old came up to you right now, would he creep you out if he hit on you? Is that how they do it?
What do they do the other way? Or does it apply upwards as downwards as too?
Should a 27-year-old, the highest is 40?
Like, I don't know. What is probably, that? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it does. So if you're 22, probably shouldn't go over the 30 gap.
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting stuff. Hmm. I just want to shout that out there. If you're planning on stealing my Tinder profile, like the other two women did.
You said that so nonchalantly.
Like, I know.
Earlier. Someone stole Cameron's Tinder profile photos and put it on their own Tinder profile photos. Two people did it, right? And two, what's the big kicker?
Women.
Two women. Which is bizarre.
Apparently I'm hot enough to be a woman, but not hot enough
I
to
think I could see one being like, you're just like a really manly woman. But the other photo is like, you have like a beard and stuff.
I was naked and it was obvious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
You were coming out of the men's bathroom.
And that's it. I reported both of them.
Did you write in the
comment section, I said, hey, this is my photo. But I was thinking about that. They could just easily do that on my account.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Had multiple photos. So.
But still, I don't know. Anyways, let's take a break. 949.
Then you go to Tinder court.
Yeah.
Of the highest order of the land.
If you're found guilty, they swipe left. 949-715-KXFM is the number. The Magic Hour, KX95. Quick break. When we come back, we have some listener would you rathers for you.
Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio.
Now that I've gotten on the internet, I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything.
You're a fat loser and you have body odor.
Now back to the Magic Hour.
All right.
That's right, KX935, Laguna's Only FM. This is the Magic Hour. We're on not now normally. We're usually on the air an hour ago, 10 to 11, but now we're filling in for our buddy who spins vinyls after us.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to his show, it's actually pretty awesome. He plays whole albums, which actually is something I've had a record player before.
But you just got one, right?
But I got a new one.
There's something about it, man.
Well, I really enjoy like approaching music that way. It's like you have to listen to the whole album,
right?
You don't jump around, and so it's more of like, oh, you think about like this is like a complete piece.
I've been trying to do that more recently because people put these things together on purpose. They order the songs purposefully. Yeah. They name the album and put the cover on there on purpose. Yeah. Like, I know that a lot of people release a bunch of singles now, and that's kind of the way that music is digested.
Well, it's kind of always been that way.
Yeah, but like...
But that's been...
Even more now.
That means emphasized way more than it has been.
Because before, you didn't have the option of just purchasing one song, really. I mean, they release singles on 45s and stuff, but I don't know. It wasn't as predominant
then. Which were more for radio stations. Anyway.
Yeah. So I dig it. I honestly probably don't use my record player as much as I should, but I know that every time I remember I have one, it's like, man, this is great.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
Yeah, and
I'm gonna get one installed in my car, I think.
I'm a nerd for analog, so.
You have an 8-track?
No.
I kind of want to get one.
Why?
In my Honda Fit.
It's not. There's nothing better about it.
I used to have one.
You don't have to rewind.
Yeah, that's killer.
That's a huge mind blower.
That's killer.
You also don't have to rewind on my iPod, but I don't
know. Well, you just kind of counteracted your point.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm still upset that Apple discontinued the iPod
Classic
that holds 160 gigabytes.
iPod Classic, yeah.
Come on, you guys.
I've had one for a long when they introduced it. Well, I had like one of the first ones, not the first one. And so I was always like an iPod person.
Yeah.
I actually just went from one, and then when I upgraded to the one now, and I still have it, and I haven't used it in a while. But,
Do you still have the? You have like one of the original iPods that has the four buttons above the wheel.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting.
I like that one.
It's nice because they're not actual buttons. It's all touch, but it's not like touch screen, but it's like just a glass buttons, and it knows when you're touching. Yeah, man. That'd be awesome to use if the battery worked a lot better.
I mean, I was actually researching, because this is getting super nerdy now. I know we're not actually going to talk about this for a long time, but
they're nerd hour.
Whenever they announced that they were going to discontinue it, I looked into it, and they said that was potentially the best design of the iPod, was the one with the four buttons.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
I agree.
And I meant to tell you that, but because
I super agree.
They have like a backlight.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. Anyways.
Wait, because the one I got after that, it's like a plastic wheel. It does, the wheel doesn't spin. It's still like touch. But then the buttons are on the wheel and it's like this clicking thing. And it's a lot more cheaper. And, and the other one, and the best part is, this is so nerdy.
The best part of the
four buttons on the one, the older one, is like they had, maybe this is what you meant. The buttons had like backlights.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
They were orange.
Yeah.
And, yeah. They were
which is awesome.
Menu, play, and it's forward awesome. And back. It's awesome.
949-715-KXFM is the number. We're going to jump into some Would You Rather, because you guys tweeted it to us right now.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Baby, would you rather?
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 Would you rather? A simple game of would you rather do this or would you rather do that?
Now, we had a lot of tweets tonight, Doug.
A lot.
And as much as I'd like to read everybody's Twitter handle out.
Can't do it.
I will thank you on Twitter.
Oh, awesome.
I'm not going to thank you on the air. I love you on the air.
Are you going to batch thank them? Or?
Yes. Nah, that's a good point. Anyways, here we go.
What we should do is just do the Friday follow.
That's what I'll do. Yeah, I'll do the Friday follow. And then maybe they'll do it to me back. Just a suggestion.
You want something messed up.
Would you rather be sentenced to 5 years hard labor or be the sound engineer for Justin Bieber's next tour?
Do you get paid?
Yes.
So, yeah. Sound engineer.
Sound engineer? I'm going to go with that, definitely. Too. As much as I don't like Justin Bieber.
Yeah. A year? I'm gonna go with that one. That'd be his 5 years of hard labor, though.
Would you rather wear panties inside your short shorts or underpants outside your pants?
I like this one.
Wait, wear panties under
panties
my short shorts?
Under your short shorts or underwear outside of regular pants?
I guess underwear outside of, I don't know.
It's a hard one though, right?
It's not that hard.
It's well, why underwear. Can't you think of it?
I'm just confused.
The
by
stakes the, aren't
the,
high.
The wording.
Well, panties you have to wear inside short, your short shorts.
Honestly, the part of that that's weird about that is the short shorts. Like, because that's like if you're wearing scandalous underwear or anything or no underwear.
But like, I mean, it's like no tight and it's riding up. You know,
it'd be the same as wearing like a Speedo or something, unless they're like. Like a G-string or something. I don't know.
I'm going to go with underpants outside the pants.
That would be a part. It's, you know, Doug does that as a superhero. And
yeah. And you do that as a superhero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The show, Doug.
So stupid. Would you rather have a face tattoo? Go get a face tattoo.
Mike Tyson.
Face tattoo.
Mike Tyson.
Or have a devil horn implanted?
One horn?
One horn. Just a single horn.
Like... Devils have two horns, though.
I think maybe the horn.
What's that? Could it be? Is it my choice for a face tattoo?
Yes.
So it could just be like eyebrows or something?
Yeah.
I shave my eyebrows off, tattoo them on, they'll grow on over them.
You know, I bet that somebody's probably done that before.
Oh, well, yeah. Like you some so? Girls who like, they get like permanent, like really crazy thin, pencil thin ones.
Yeah.
They
just
because then they don't
draw
have
to, the pencil so hard, it just goes in there.
Permanently dyes their skin.
All right, ready?
I'm going to go with face tattoo.
I'm going to go with horn implant. I don't know why. I just think it's going to be less painful, even though it clearly is going to be more painful.
Yeah.
Longer term. Anyways, here we go.
And
would you rather watch every episode of The Real Housewives or be married to one of the housewives? I'm going to say watch every episode.
After that binge watching info, I don't want to cut my life in half. There's a lot of episodes. There's like so many different seasons of that. Like different, I mean, like different locations. There's like five simultaneous shows. Do I have to watch them at the same time?
Yes.
But yeah, I guess I would do that. Yeah,
so...
I couldn't stand one of them.
No, I can't. I wouldn't be able to either. All right, last one. Would you rather eat a bowl of tacks?
Oh my God.
Or be buried alive? This is a good
like
one.
Like 6 feet under?
This
or,
is a, yes.
Or just like a,
this is a good one.
A thin layer of sand.
This is a very good would you rather.
Oh man.
Wow.
A bowl of tacks? What type of tacks? Like the plastic ones? Or the, like the thumb... The
Let's go to Terrace Tays and look for the bit. They have the pit.
Yeah.
The metal ones. Yeah.
Or, I mean, the plastic ones are metal too. It's just the...
We'll go with the metal. Just like the strict metal ones.
The classic teacher sits down on the...
Yeah.
Oh, didn't you do that
one? Yeah. I'll talk about that in a second. I'm going to go with tacks because I would live...
You don't know that.
Would I live?
You swallow a bowl of tacks, you go to the ER, they're like, there's nothing we can do.
But you certainly wouldn't live being buried alive.
I don't know.
So I'm going to go with
she
that.
She survived it in Kill Bill. I don't know. Are you in a coffin or is it just the dirt?
It's a very good question.
I don't know. That one, I guess tax, because then I could be rushed to the medicine house.
The hospital?
The hospital.
All right. Would you rather, everybody? Thanks to the submissions, you can get those to us again
next week.
There's
some good ones. The panty one was confusing.
The panty one was confusing, but it was great. It was great.
Yeah, so tell me about the tack prank.
Okay, so in grade school, this was seventh grade. This is probably the year where I thought this teacher is, like, everybody really did not like this teacher. This was the year where everybody hated the teacher.
Classic.
Okay. First off, her name was hard to spell, so there's that. And even harder to say.
You didn't sympathize? Wurschlager?
That's very valid. That's very true.
Wait, what grade were you?
Seventh grade. And somebody said, hey, you know what? We're doing the tack thing.
Yeah.
We're going to do the tack thing.
I've never seen it. Don't know what that is.
I never seen that.
Yeah. No, but I've never seen it happen. So
what they did, I didn't put the tack on, but I was part of the movement.
You were like... You agree. Like, yeah. During when they did the voting.
Yeah, I was like, we're totally doing
one of the founding fathers
right.
of the tack.
So
prank.
We, you know, with putting one of these tacks on the chair, you know, chairs turn around, they swivel, stuff like that. So they wanted to make sure that it was going to stay. So they double side taped it to the chair sitting up.
You probably could. Oh, yeah, I guess.
Right? Because it could fall off. She could, you know,
double sided tape.
Whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. So she sits on it.
Yeah.
No reaction.
No reaction.
And we're all like, oh. Sits on it, stands up, walks to her desk. It's stuck in her butt. It's in her butt. It's like on her pants for the next probably half hour at least.
It was probably just stuck in the pants, yeah?
Probably, yeah. I mean, pants are pretty thick, so she probably didn't even feel it. But get this. One of the girls in the class told the principal.
Told
the principal. Can you believe that?
Told the principal.
No, she told the principal. I'm going back to seventh grade. But come on. So the principal comes in and he says, hey, so I heard about the tack thing. He goes, not okay.
Did he knew who did it?
He didn't know who did it. He just knew everybody kind of was in on it. So he said, hey, not okay. And then he paused for a second. He goes, that was pretty funny though.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I'm not kidding. I have people who can call in right now and back me up on that story.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So great.
That's funny.
So great.
That guy's a horrible principal.
Or the best principal that has ever lived.
Like, not cool, but that was pretty cool.
I feel like I need to finish the story by saying he was fired the next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we'll talk about that off the air.
Line 49715 KXFM, the Magic Hour on KX93.5.
What happened dramatically in the world, Doug, before cell phones release updates?
Like what was the big social thing? I don't
know. Because Apple released an update to their iOS this week. And people can't stop talking about it.
Yeah. Years ago, or not years, but a while ago, they everyone in the nation did this weird ice bucket thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, man, I forget. I recently read something that was a weird fad. It was in the early, I don't know, when was like Houdini a thing?
Houdini? Oh, man. Oh,
the 20s geez. Or 30s, right? Or I don't know.
Man. He died in 1926.
Okay, so the 20s. So I think it was probably post-war world. You know what was really big was seances.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And so that was a huge thing. People went to seances a lot.
That was like a social event.
Apparently. Weird. Now you think that's weird. It's just people were pouring ice water on their head. And documenting it.
People were injured, taking videos of themselves, pouring buckets of ice water on their head.
Yeah.
What happened to the good old day?
Seances.
Do a seance.
Yeah. Let's do a seance sometime, live on air.
Gosh, that is interesting, though. You know, one of the trends in social media right now that I found today, and this is funny and also... possibly breaching privacy, is a thing called passenger shaming, which is either hashtag passenger shaming on their Facebook page, website, what Tumblr, is that? All that stuff, which is taking pictures of people who are being very rude or disgusting on airplanes, trains, mass transit.
I hate that, actually. Taking pictures of someone and like posting it online to make fun of them.
I talk about it. I mean, yeah, these people, like this guy takes his shirt off on a plane. That's probably not okay. I've had a guy sit next to me who was talking to me, and he just took his shoes off. And his socks, and his feet smelled, and his toes were everywhere, and that's kind of nasty.
Yeah.
And people sleep with their mouth open and stuff like that, and that's probably how disease gets spread. But taking pictures of people while they're sleeping is not okay.
Sometimes they even go as far as not eating their peanuts.
Yeah.
Now that is weird.
That is odd.
That is.
They're complimentary.
Off. Why wouldn't you eat them? And then they don't give them to me.
But I don't, you know, I understand, but come on. All I'm saying is one of these days I'm going to fall asleep on a plane doing something ridiculous, and then I'm going to go on one of these websites and I'm going to see a picture of myself.
What do you do on an airplane that someone would take a photo of and put it online making fun of you?
Night terrors?
Imagine having
night terrors on an airplane.
Someone would probably wake you up.
That would not go over well.
Whoa, can you? Or is that like sleepwalking? If
you wake up somebody with night terrors, they like try and...
They take your soul.
Try and rocky you. What is that?
Punch you.
I couldn't think of the word punch.
Sad. Okay.
Gonna change things up tonight with the Dirtfall Awards. We're gonna get a little political on you. Now, let me preface this by saying the views and opinions expressed by the Magic Hour do not reflect those of this very station.
Sure.
Its management or the board of directors. But the Dirtfall this week goes to everybody. Who is giving Miss America criticism for interning at Planned Parenthood?
Yeah.
So this is actually happening. The 23-year-old New Yorker who won, Kira Kazantsev, I can't pronounce her last name very well.
Really doing her a solid.
It's a hard last name. I apologize. But she interned at her local Planned Parenthood in New York. Where she helped the staff provide sex education programs in public schools. And now she's getting backlash from all these people throughout the country because she won Miss America and she's supposed to represent the ideals of every citizen of America, that she interned at Planned Parenthood. Well, okay. First of all, recognize the fact that sometimes people need Planned Parenthood beyond being irresponsible.
Education's a good thing.
And education is a good thing. It's how you prevent things from happening, typically. Like, I know that I can't cross the road when the crosswalk is not lit up because somebody educated me on that.
Nice euphemism.
Thank you. But don't we have better things to do, like find copywritten music that was played 80 years ago?
Who's digging into Miss America's past trying to find that nugget to, like, take her down?
People who have nothing better to do with their lives. Seriously.
Do you think it was like someone, one of the losers, like hired a private investigator to try to dethrone
possibly
Miss America?
Now, how about this? If she interned at TMZ, do you think she'd have the same reaction?
That would be horrible.
Yeah, but I guarantee you nobody would say anything.
Yeah.
Nobody would say anything, but she gets backlash for helping people.
Yeah.
Dirt falls. I forgot to tell you, dirt fall means failure.
Yeah, we kind of skipped that part, didn't we?
That's what happens when I do the dirt fall word, though. Yeah. I forget the dramatic introduction. Well, I forgot.
Usually I butt in and give my two cents on the theme. Or on the meaning.
Yeah, usually you do.
Guess I dropped the ball on that
You
one.
Dropped the ball. Hey.
Play the theme again.
That's it for us. Thanks for joining us 2 hours here. 949-715-KXFM is the number.
We won't be super sized.
Don't know why I said that, because you're not going to call us, because we're going off the air.
Don't call now. But maybe write it down, add it to your phone for next week, where we will not be super sized. We'll be normal sized.
That's right.
1 hour.
Subscribe to the podcast, magichourradio.com, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and beyond. Doug, what did we learn on the show tonight?
That Cameron, though his co-host makes fun of him, would definitely be a mod on The Price is Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it has come to this.
Thank you for tuning in today.
I have enjoyed every single minute of it.
Some programs and portions of programs presented by this station are recorded.
I'll see you
along the way.
I don't like goodbyes, so I'm not going to use that word. Instead, I'm simply going to say thank you.
I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
And that's the way it is.
On behalf of our entire staff, good night.
Good night.
Good night. And good luck.
The Magic Hour. The Magic Hour Radio Production.